much.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. More of the Morning Chat coming up on WAOV.
From the WAOV News Center, I'm Tom Lee reporting. The Vincennes Community School Board has approved some changes to the handbook for students at Lincoln High School. The new policies include making final exams mandatory for all students. The only excuse for missing finals will be a medical emergency. Any student missing a final will get a zero score for 10% of the final grade. High school handbook also adds intimidation as a violation to the code of conduct and clarifies the use of alternative to suspension penalties. Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes held a grand opening for its specialty pharmacy serving residents in Southwest Indiana and Southeast Illinois. A ribbon cutting set tomorrow morning for 10 at 305 South 5th. There will be an open house following from 10 to noon. The building, the former Knox County Health Department headquarters. A study conducted by H&P Law reveals Indiana's eighth in the country for fatal crashes involving a police pursuit. There were 4,044 crashes reported, with 62 of them being deadly. 1.53% of crashes involving a police pursuit in Indiana were fatal. More at WAOVAM.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
They say patience is a virtue, but it's awfully tough when it's planting season. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Beautiful, warm days in the middle of April, like what we saw over the weekend and to start the week, is what farmers live for. But it's been tough for many of them to have to watch fields dry after significant rainfall last week.
I understand the excitement this time of year. I'm excited about it, too, and I can't wait to be out in the field, but let's make sure we're doing it right the first time.
That's West Central Indiana agronomist Ben Jacob, who says in our first Pioneer Agronomy update of the season that patience will be rewarded this year.
The damage we can do by dragging iron through a field too early lingers with us for years. That's not a one-time impact.
While it's been frustrating to have to wait, Jacob says the moisture is welcome after the fall and winter that just didn't bring quite enough. More at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
My name is Taylor McLean, and my brother saved five lives. In 2016, when my brother, Hoosier race car driver Brian Clausen, tragically died in a racing accident, he became a hero because of his decision to be an organ donor. That decision has inspired countless others to do the same.
All of it was such a story, and the way it all connected together, every layer of it.
NASCAR champ Ryan Newman sat down with Indiana Donor Network and shared what inspired him to join the Driven to Save Lives movement.
The reality was, is he did a great thing, but the chain of events and how it affected other people, I believe, made him a legend. Made him somebody special, even more special than just being a race car driver, than just being a friend or a family member. When you're giving like that, you become legendary.
Join the movement and sign up as an organ donor at DrivenToSaveLives.org.
Congratulations goes out to South Knox High School senior Caden McKinney, the Tri-State Orthopedics WCDM Athlete of the Week. Caden plays third base for the Spartans baseball team. He is hitting .480 with three home runs and 13 RBIs. Last season, he led the Blue Chip Conference with a .411 batting average and 28 RBIs. In the classroom, Caden has a 3.1 grade point average. For more on Caden, go to WCDM.com.
You can watch live and local high school sports worldwide on your mobile or connected devices with TOC Direct Media Sports Network's video streams powered by Old Chicago and Vincennes. Visit NewsKnoxCounty.com and click on our Sports Network banner. Access our live broadcast schedule as well as current live streams and archived broadcasts. So if you can't make the game in person, you can still watch it live on the TOC Direct Media Sports Network powered by Old Chicago and Vincennes.
Here's another community announcement for you from 97.7 WAOV. You can join the Sisters of Providence for song, quiet contemplation, and inspired readings during the Ecumenical Taizé Prayer live stream services. That is held 7 to 8 p.m. on the second Tuesday of each month and includes prayer, beautiful music, and time for silence. You can find the live stream at taize.sistersofprovidence.org. That's a community announcement from WAOV.
At 97.3, 97.7, and 1450 WAOV, news happens all the time, during the day, at night, and through the overnight. For the latest in local news, weather, and sports, as well as obituary information, check out newsknoxcounty.com.
Weather presented by the YMCA of Vincennes. Work out according to your schedule 24-7 at the Wellness Center. With access to the weight and cardio rooms, register at the desk during business hours for your key fob for a one-time fee of $10, making it convenient for you to work out the YMCA of Vincennes. The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. Turning partly sunny, high of 83 for today. Look for a good chance of rain tonight, low near 66. Chance of rain again tomorrow at 30% and a high near 79. Looking at world events from a different perspective, Mike Flynn and Luke Richardson and Crosstalk today at 3 on WAOV.
The following is a previously aired program on the WAOV Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger. Welcome back to the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger on 97.7 FM, 1450 AM WAOV. Also WAOV in Washington at 97.3 FM. Alma Kramer from Generations, our next guest. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how are you doing? Staying dry, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm ready for Mother Nature to make up her mind.
Well, this is a good month because it is getting warmer, but also Volunteer Recognition Month.
You know, Generations, we have several options for volunteers. We have our vision screening, disability awareness simulations, our little elves, our happy hoopers, you know, our sewing club. So if you're ever thinking about being a volunteer and you're 55 or older, call Kim Foreman at Generations and she will set you up. I always say volunteering with us is like match.com. You know, we find out what you like, we have options, and then we match you up in what fits your hobby, what's your skill. So you can always call Kim Foreman. She's at 812-888-5879. And we are also recognizing our volunteers this month on April the 24th. So if you haven't RSVP'd for our recognition luncheon, please make sure you do that by the end of the week.
Okay, great, great. This should be every month.
Yeah.
It really should be.
I mean, volunteers is where it's at. They are the hardest workers.
Yeah.
They really are. And we have a great group at Generations. I really love to see when they meet up at the office. We have a volunteer room that they do all their meetings and do all their crafts or, you know, anything, any project that you had, they come up there and it's a great group. So if you want to make a friend, do something with one of your skills, give us a call. We'll get you started.
Okay, well, that's great. So, again, that luncheon, you say on the 24th, is that right?
24th, wow. Yes, but you still need to RSVP with Kim Foreman.
Okay. Kim's a nice person.
Oh, yeah, she's doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. Volunteers, they're important. I mean, they are really, really important.
They really are, and it really helps. I always say it's a good brain health activity too. It helps you stay strong and keeps you active. You know how I am about staying active.
Gotta stay active, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Build a basket by the month.
Oh yes. Yeah. So this is our second year of doing Build a Basket by the Month. The last couple years are annual Christmas basket count has been lower, so we decided since prices is raised, that was one of the reasons. We did like a little survey with our donors, and so what we're doing is we're collecting items back by the month. You know, it makes it easier for everyone. So this month we are doing, I call it April shower items. April shower items. That's how you can remember it.
If I had a piece of paper, I'd throw it at you right now.
I know. So we got our bath and shower products that we're collecting. Like, for example, your bath soaps, your shower gels, your shampoo, conditioners, maybe bath sponges, you know, those long-handled brushes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Those are
awesome.
Especially our older adults, you know, maybe they have shoulder issues or knee issues, you know. It helps reach those places in the shower that needs to be cleaned. So if you are wanting to donate or drop off any shower items, you can contact me at Generations, 812-888-4527, or check our website at www.generationsnetwork.org.
You know, you keep saying, you know, our seniors, I'm not far from this. And, you know, I'm thinking about how nice those things really are.
They really are the back scratchers.
Oh, my gosh. I like the little ducky, by the way.
Oh, there you go. Thanks.
She put it on the sheet for me. So that's great items.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, one thing I'm kind of curious, Alma, when you get these items, you collect them. Do you hold them back for the winter? Is that when we do our baskets, or how do you do this?
Actually, what we do is at the beginning of November, our volunteers, our RSVP volunteers with Generations, they come in. We set up in the big room, and we set up like the showers items here, the toilet paper, paper towel items here. And what we do is kind of like a little round robin, go around the room, and we put together baskets. Last year, we were really grateful. We were able to put together 48 baskets from all the collections.
It's great. It's great. Great stuff.
Yeah, it really is. And it really helps.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so these items, again, bathroom items. You mentioned the bath soap, the gel, shampoo, conditioner, bath sponges, body brushes.
Yes.
But that's just scratching the surface, right?
Right. Yeah. No, honestly, any items that you have, even if you're wanting to go in your closet and you're wanting to purge items you've never used, give me a call. We will use them. You can call me. I can schedule a pickup, or you can drop it off at our Generations location.
Now, are most of the clients, are they at home or are they at living residence?
You know what? The clients that we serve are homebound.
Okay.
And whenever I say homebound, we have the clients that live in the high rises. But homebound, whenever I say homebound, these are clients that don't leave their home other than like doctor's appointments, or anything where they would have to leave. So just imagine, you know, you run out of toilet paper or something. It's not that easy to run out to the grocery store.
Okay. You know what? Because you know what came to my mind? Shower curtain or something, you know, like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, we think about that, but those have to be replaced.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, we had a client that received new bedding last year.
Good.
And she was like, I have not received new bedding for 20 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's crazy. And so I put out a little shout out to some of our big donators. I'm just like, if you guys see any bedding on sale, give me a call or let me know. We had some bedding donated, and we were able to get them to them.
That is so incredible. That's good stuff. That's the stuff we don't hear about. You know, I mean, the little things that add up to be big things.
They're so grateful, you know. We take things for granted, like toilet paper and paper towels, you know. And they're so grateful. They really are.
Okay, great. Okay. All right. So that is this month for April.
Yes, sir.
All right. We move on. Bingo size.
Bingo size. This is a new program with Generations. It's kind of like if bingo and our fall prevention exercises got married and had a baby. You just created bingo size. It is fun. We are doing a new set here for the community. We're doing a new, it is going to be at our Generations office on Tuesdays and Thursdays starting April the 16th. It'll be for 10 weeks.
Wow.
So give Kathy Jones is overseeing our bingo size class here at Generations, and you can reach her at 812-888-5159. Again, all of our classes and information are on our website, www.generationsnetwork.org. Give us a call. But really, it's I'm just got trained for it. I can't wait to start this class with Kathy. But it really is exercise not only for your mind and body, it's for your spirit. It brings up your spirit.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Did you guys come up with this, or is this something that's been done before?
We found it at one of our big conferences. Another location was doing it out of state, and they were telling us about all the success, you know, bingo. It's fun, and it makes the exercise fun part of it too, you know. We ask our community to come in, but you do have to register to start this class. If you're unable to not attend every class, that's fine, but you do have to register for it. But it's fun. It really is. They were having a good time when the class I went to go shadow.
Well, I know you. You're competitive. You don't like to lose.
I'm just like, call my number.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Call my number. My number's next. I knew my number was next.
And you know what's so funny is I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's great. That's great stuff right there. All right, what's next?
Again, we have all of our programs. Dime for the Doc is coming up May 1st. I do know that. They have not announced the doctor yet. We are waiting for that information from up higher, you know. So Wednesdays at Dime for a Doc here on campus at Vincent University. It'll be at the Fort Sackville room. Mm-hmm. I do know that. And so if you're interested in Dime for a Doc, they have a big turnout for that program.
Yes, you do.
They really do.
Yes, you do.
But what it is, a specialty doctor will come in and talk, and you get a free lunch. I do like a free lunch.
Sure.
So, again, that information will be on our website soon. So you can check that out and come in. And the thing I really like about it is it gives you the opportunity to ask all the questions you've always wondered about.
Uh-huh.
You know, if something's going down with you and you're like, you're unsure, and you go to this Dime for a Doc, you find out you're not the only one that's unsure.
Yeah.
You know, and it gives you the opportunity to ask those awkward questions. Well, you think it's awkward, but they really aren't. You know, a lot of times your questions are answered before you even get the opportunity to ask, which is really nice and a little bit of peace of mind, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. But then you got a lot of others. I know you're talking about what's available for seniors and through Generations. Some of the programs. I mean, of course, we talked about the Build-A-Basket, the little elves. You have arts and crafts. A couple things. Vision screening.
Okay, yeah. That one's That's big. For our kindergartners and preschoolers. We have a team that is trained. And what they do is they come in do vision screenings, and one of the best stories that we had, there was a little girl, she did not even realize it, but something, they were doing a vision screening for this little preschool, and they realized, you know, she didn't pass her vision screening test. She went to the doctor, they gave her the suggestion, and she went to her eye doctor, and they said she had a tumor. So it was really great that they actually found that before, you know, anything serious happened. So they were able to find it. But, yeah, our vision screening team, we also have our American Red Cross support team. And then this summer we'll work with our farmers market team. And, yeah, we have so many options. I mean, there's so many, there's over 60 stations that they have with our volunteers. And their opportunities are available in this area. We have our education, our health nutrition. Linda Yoakum, she's our tax counseling queen.
Lady with the numbers.
Yes, yes. And they're getting ready to end their tax season. But if you're a number lady and you've always, or a number man, and you've always liked to do taxes, give Linda a call. You can join our volunteers and help do taxes during tax season. I could not. But they did a great job this year, and they had their slots filled quick.
Okay, one of the things I'm going to bring up, I know it's not on your list, but I'm going to bring it up because I saw a story on it a couple months ago, and I thought about you. CDC now reporting 1 out of 4 people will fall now. That's the highest it's ever been.
Yeah.
That's a high number now.
You know, my fall prevention classes that we have.
Yeah. 20 years ago, they said, because that's 25%, that number was like 10%. It has gone up because more people are taking medicines. More people are having hip replacements. Well, I mean, there's just a lot of reasons.
There is a reason. And, you know, I always say you're a detective of your own body. You got to, it's kind of like if a baby's crying, you got to figure out why that baby's crying. Is it hungry? Is it sick? Is it wet? You know, it's kind of, falls are exact same way. You got to figure out why you're falling. And out of that number, 50% of that are falls in your own home, in your own home. And when we partnered with the hospital here in town, with the trauma unit, we found out 75% of their trauma patients were because of falls.
Right, right.
And so, are falls preventable? Yeah, mostly, you know. And then there's the ones, you know, it's just an accident.
Okay, now do you have any classes or anything on the horizon right now?
Well, right now, Good Samaritan are actually finishing up their class, but we're hoping to do a new fall season class.
Okay.
September's Fall Prevention Month, so we're hoping to get a new class started this fall.
Because it's, it just caught my eye. It was some of the numbers, you know, and I mean, God, like 800,000 people or so go to the hospital every year from falls.
And, you know, falls are embarrassing. Of course, everybody, the first thing you do, you look up to see if you fell. Who saw you fall? You know, doesn't matter if you're 2 or 92.
Yeah.
You know, it's embarrassing, but everybody falls.
Yeah.
Everybody falls. And anytime we have these classes, the first question I ask is, tell me about your fall, your most memorable fall, you know. And even though nobody's falls are exactly the same, they're always, I was rushing, I wasn't watching where I was going, clutter, shoes,
right.
Vision.
Well, and the other thing is, it's not the fall, it's the way you brace yourself. Mm-hmm. You can break your wrist, arm, shoulder. I mean, you can have orthopedic problems.
Absolutely. And in our classes, when we do our Matter of Balance classes, one of our topics is the proper way to fall. Which, you know, you think about it, you're like, there's a wrong and right way to
Absolutely.
Fall?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really do got to protect those head and hips, especially with their older adults and those hips. Anytime you get a hip injury, that can go into other things, you know. But you definitely got to protect your head also, because you don't want to have a traumatic brain injury, you know, that could be long-term, you know. So you got to really, there is a right and wrong way, and that's one of our big topics that we do talk about, is a proper way to fall or what to do if you fail.
Okay. Never hurts talking about it, does it?
No. It's very important. You know how I am. I can talk all day about it.
I know.
Talk all day about it.
And people know that I've had my spells of falls.
Yeah.
So I know how it is. So anyway, again, it's just interesting. I saw a report on that.
Yeah.
You know, and actually the report was based, it was a it was a good report, but then they went to Medicaid, Medicare, and that kind of ruined it.
So, the M word.
Yeah. So it just okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll talk more about that when it gets closer to. To fall, but
absolutely.
Okay, are we going to talk pickleball next time, or?
Well, we're in the process. We're waiting for a grant, so with fingers crossed, if we're able to get that, then we would be able to do the projects. You know, it costs money to do a project to make money, and but yeah, no, we're fingers crossed, and I heard that they're upgrading the. Outdoor courts mm-hmm. here, that'll be so nice. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to be so nice, especially for the community. But yeah, no, we're hoping to have something, if not pickleball, something for their community to do this season.
Well, always a pleasure seeing you, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you so much.
All right, stay tuned more of the Morning Chat coming up on WAOV.
Wins for South Knox Tennis and Reveille Golf and more on the WAOV Sports Calendar. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. South Knox Tennis team defeats Evansville Christian 5-0. Winners Abby Cunningham, Allie Hayden, and Grace Arnold in singles. Caroline Beard and Grace Carey in doubles, along with Reagan Harrington and Anna Provines. The Reveille Golf team captures a quad match at High Point Country Club, 172 Eastern Green, 178 North Davies, 180 Evansville Christian, 196 Zach Bottoms led with a 40 for the Patriots. On the WAOV Sports Calendar, Lincoln baseball team will take on Modern Day at 6. South Knox baseball team host Bloomfield at 5:30, North Knox at Lagodi at 5, Lincoln softball on the road to Harrison at 6, South Knox softball versus Forest Park at 5:30, and at 5, Lincoln will take on North Davies in softball. I'm Tom Lee.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Save money and time by shopping with TOC Direct Mail. It comes to your mailbox every week and includes great buys on what you want and what you need. Look for TOC Direct in your mailbox this week.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart.
Uh-oh.
She's looking at the cigarettes, but she just grabs the gum off the counter. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally want you to reduce your risk for cancer. Go to takeahealthystand.org.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. A partly sunny day today. We will see a high of 83 degrees. Some showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Look for a low around 56 and then a high of 79. 30% chance of rain tomorrow. It's the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger. Weekday mornings at 10 on WAOV.
Patience will be rewarded this planting season and getting the farm bill done right. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Beautiful, warm days in the middle of April, like what we saw over the weekend and to start the week, is what farmers live for. But it's been tough for many of them to have to watch fields dry after significant rainfall last week.
I understand the excitement this time of year. I'm excited about it, too, and I can't wait to be out in the field, but let's make sure we're doing it right the first time.
That's West Central Indiana agronomist Ben Jacob, who says in our first Pioneer Agronomy update of the season that patience will be rewarded this year.
The damage we can do by dragging iron through a field too early lingers with us for years. That's not a one-time impact.
And it just hasn't been the last few days of nice weather either. We had 65-degree days going all the way back to February. and some awfully nice days in March, too. Hopefully, farmers won't be waiting for too long.
Depending on what the weather does this week, we could open up. But as I drive through the countryside, one of the things that stands out to me is with the early heat that you mentioned, just how much growth we have of winter annuals and how woolly some of these fields are getting. So there may be an opportunity in here while the fields are still too wet to plant or really too wet to till, if we can get a sprayer out with some floats and burn down some of this growth that we have to make the tillage passage easier and have a nicer seed bed whenever we do get a chance to get into the field here, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Jacob does say that while it's frustrating to have to wait, the moisture is still welcome after the fall and winter that didn't bring quite enough. To get in touch with your Pioneer agronomist, visit pioneer.com/findmyrep.
Keystone Cooperative is centered on delivering the farmer-owned cooperative of the future, starting today. We are owned and operated by more than 10,000 Hoosier farmers